Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. I am so happy that you're here because I get to break down those complex marketing ideas into something a lot more fun and easy for you to get. So I promise you there's no jargon. There is just good stuff on Marketing Matchmaker. Lately, I have been chatting with some clients about the most effective way to attract and convert their clients. And one of the questions that keeps coming up is the idea of live launching versus evergreen funnels. Which one should they do? Which one is the best? So today I want to take some time to dive into this showdown between live launching on the one side and evergreen funnels on the other. It is a big topic, and getting the choice right can really make or break your strategy long term, depending on what it is that you're really trying to achieve with your business. I also want to put an idea out there for you right now, which is neither one of them are perfect and neither one of them is really better than the other. It is all going to boil down to who you are, what you do, and who you serve. So take a second and imagine you are like one of my clients who is just putting the final touches on their online course, or maybe you have a group coaching program. Either way, the question then becomes, what's next? How do we fill this course or program? How do you get it out there to really transform the lives of the audience and clients that you wish to serve? Should you do a live launch, or do you lean towards an evergreen model? As someone who has spent well over a decade in the marketing world, in the strategies that go on, I've done both live launches and evergreen for clients. And here's the thing. One isn't inherently better than the other. Each really does have a set of advantages and drawbacks, which really are heavily influenced by your business model, by your offer, by your audience, and ultimately by the goals that you want to achieve within your marketing. Before I dive too deep into live launching and evergreen, I wanted to touch base on what a funnel is. If you're like a lot of entrepreneurs out there, you probably have built up these assumptions about what a funnel is. And most likely, they're an incredibly complex idea because a lot of people out there make them seem like they are. The reality is that a funnel is simply your customer journey. It's how your clients are going to go from not knowing who you are to buying from you. Think of it as a road trip, if you will, for your potential customers. It starts the moment they hear about you. That is the awareness part, that first introduction into who you are, what you do, and who you serve. And it takes them all the way to deciding whether or not they should buy what you're offering. And if you're really good, it takes them even beyond that into keeping the romance alive with your audience. And that's a different episode. This whole journey of getting to know you, of learning to like you, to like what they see, and finally trust you enough to open their wallets to you is basically what a funnel is all about. And when we talk about funnels, there are a million options out there. There are free courses, there are quizzes, there are downloads, there are webinars, and I could go on and on. However, when we're discussing how you're going to put your funnel out into the universe, there are two main ways to go about it, either live launching or evergreen. And both of them can be incredibly productive. Let's talk first about live launching. Think about it this way. Picture yourself planning a big event, like a concert or a festival. There's a start date and an end date and a whole lot of excitement building up to it. That's basically what a launch is in the marketing world. It's about creating a buzz that's something that's available for a limited time. You open the doors, you let the crowd in for a short period, and then you close up shop until the next time you launch. It is really project-based and often thrives around the urgency and scarcity of what you're offering. I know you've seen some really popular gurus who do this very well. They open their doors maybe every quarter. Some of them do it every month, but I will tell you right now, it is exhausting to try and do a live launch every month. So a lot of them do it once a quarter, which is an opportunity for more people to fill their course or their coaching program. Live launching is really about opening your doors for a very specific set of time, engaging directly with your audience through social media and email, and maybe live interaction if you're doing some kind of webinar or challenge, and really pivoting your launch based on the feedback that you're getting. Oftentimes you can get some fantastic feedback from a launch, which can then make it so that you're able to launch better the next time, or possibly, depending on the timing of the feedback, make slight pivots within the launch itself. What it is not is just hosting a webinar or a challenge. It's more than that. It involves detailed months-long plan that really encompasses pre-promotion, a launch event like a webinar or a challenge or something else, a sales period, and finally the delivery of your product, service, or solution. I will say the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs often make when they are launching is rushing into it without really prepping your audience or even building an audience. Effective planning really does mean warming up your audience with relevant content, with engaging social media posts and sometimes ads, really ensuring that they're primed and ready and wanting to dive in to not just the launch period, but also to what it is that you offer during the cart opening. A launch really does create a buzz-like event, an event that's full of energy, that it really does can create community. And it is have the ability to adapt within real time to your audience's feedback. Launches are often ideal for things that open and close, like masterminds or group coaching programs, things where adding members midstream could disrupt the experience. Now, I will say a launch isn't only for those. And if you have those, you may want to look at live launching. It is more effective for you. The upside of live launching are things like the excitement of it. I mean, nothing beats the thrill of a countdown, and launches tap into that excitement. It makes people feel like they're part of something big and exclusive, and also ramps up that urgency to take the next step. It also is highly engaged, which means when you've got something special happening, people pay attention, and during that launch period, you will see a spike in how much your audience interacts with your content, with you, and really how invested they are in what you're offering. And just as importantly, a launch can provide a really high ROI in a very short term. Thanks to all of the excitement and engagement that a launch can create, it can lead to really a significant boost in revenue really quickly. It's like having that blockbuster weekend at the box office if you're launching a movie. There are some incredible benefits to a launch, and yet there are also some downsides. The biggest of which, in my opinion, is burnout. Pulling off a successful launch takes a ton of energy and effort, and doing it over and over can be tough to sustain. Oftentimes, it leads to people feeling like they're running a marathon at a sprinter's pace, where they feel exhaustion and overwhelm with the amount of things that go on with a launch. It is why I never suggest my clients do launches month after month. At most, once a quarter is enough. It takes time, energy, and effort within that launch period. And if you're doing it too often, it can be exhausting. Launches can also sometimes feel like feast or famine. Because you are banking on those launch periods for your income, you might find yourself riding a financial roller coaster where it's big bucks 1 minute and then crickets the next. And if you have a mastermind or a group coaching program that you're filling, that makes sense. You get the majority of your money when you open the doors. It may not be feasible to continuously do open doors with a group coaching program, especially if it's a small one that you want to maintain the intimacy of. The last piece that can often come with launching is really audience fatigue. If you are launching too often, your audience might start tuning you out, especially if it's the same topic over and over again. It's like hearing your favorite song on repeat. Eventually, you're going to want to change the station, or you just tune it out and it becomes background noise. Either way, launching too often can exhaust your audience. And there's a way to mitigate that by continually growing your audience. However, we always want to keep that in mind when we're looking at live launching. Launches can be powerful. There is no doubt about that. And they can really bring in a huge crowd and create a memorable experience. And like any good show, they require a lot of behind the scenes work and the right balance to keep the audience coming back for more. Live launching may be a fantastic option for you, or it might not be. Depending on your business, an evergreen funnel might be a better option for you. An evergreen funnel is like that slow and steady friend in the marketing world. It's always there. It's always reliable. Take a second and imagine having a store that never closes, where customers can walk in anytime they like, day or night. That, my friends, is an evergreen funnel. It's an automated system that is designed to keep your product, service, or solution selling around the clock without having to launch something every few months. An evergreen funnel is your sell while you sleep. It is what guides your fresh leads towards making a purchase through automated strategic messaging time and time again. My business coach calls it pillow money because you sell while you sleep. It's always about having your cart open. The funnel traffic is consistent to secure the sale. And evergreen models can promise predictability and scalability, and offer insights to tweak and improve your funnel along the way to really optimize that performance. Building an efficient evergreen funnel does take time, energy, effort, patience, and testing. It is not a one and done. It is not a set it and forget it. It is that marathon. It is not a sprint. And it requires ongoing optimization to keep your sales engine humming along. I will tell you right now, the biggest mistake you can make is setting it and forgetting it. Because just because something is working right now doesn't mean it will work in 3 to 6 months. I see that over and over and over again in businesses where they have a funnel that worked really, really well and they just let it run, and it ends up along the way falling off. The performance stops performing which ends up costing them money along the way. So always keep that in mind when it comes to an evergreen funnel. Now, the upside of evergreen funnels is the consistent revenue, right? Evergreen funnels are a gift that does keep giving. They are built to provide a steady flow of income, making your financial forecasting a lot less like fortune telling and more like precise planning. They are also less hands-on. They're not hands-off. They are less hands-on. Once you've set up your evergreen funnel, it's like having a self-driving car. You need to check in and steer occasionally, but for the most part, it does the heavy lifting for you, which frees up your time to focus on the other parts of your business that you really want to. It also provides you with sustainable growth. These funnels really are marathon runners, and they're designed for the long haul. They help you grow your business at a steady pace without those wild ups and downs that can come with launch-based strategies. But they are not perfect, and there are some downsides to evergreen funnels. The first being the initial time and money and energy investment that comes along with it. Setting up an evergreen funnel is It's not a weekend DIY project. It requires a lot of upfront work and a deep understanding of your customers, of their customer journey, of their psychographics to really get it right. It also needs constant optimization because we're in a world that changes. And as the world changes, so do your customers. So to keep your evergreen funnel effective, you really do need to get in there and drive it occasionally. Your evergreen funnel should be driven based on the data. You get to see what's working, what's not working, and make adjustments along the way to make it better and better. Oftentimes, evergreen funnels can also have slightly lower engagements than a launch does because you're not having that direct interaction with your clients, which means evergreen funnels are more like a slow burn when it comes to the excitement. They don't have the same energy and buzz that a launch does, which means sometimes they might not pull in the customers with the same sense of urgency and timing as a launch does. Evergreen funnels offer a path to really steady growth and income. And they do demand a significant upfront investment of time, energy, effort, and sometimes money, as well as ongoing attention to detail. They might not bring that immediate rush of adrenaline that you get from a launch, but they're all about building that sustainable long-term business. Now, you might be asking which one's right for me. Choosing the right type of funnel, whether it's evergreen or launch-based, is like picking out the perfect outfit for that event. You really have to consider the occasion, the weather, what's comfortable, and of course, what's going to make you look good. Similarly, when deciding between launching and evergreen, there are a few things that you really want to think about. First being your business model. What's the structure of your business? If you are a course that's updated annually, or a mastermind group, or a group coaching program that brings people in at a periodic rate, a launch funnel might make a lot of sense so that you're able to create hype around those open doors closing. And if you're offering a product, service, or solution that is always open, like one-on-one coaching or a course that is evergreen in nature, an evergreen funnel could really keep the sales rolling in regularly. Also, think about the type of product. I will tell you that it is easier to sell a high-ticket product, service, or solution in a launch than it necessarily is in an evergreen funnel. Because when someone is investing a high cost to them. When they are investing a significant amount of money, they really do want that personalized touch that comes with launching. On the other side, if your product, service, or solution is something that people can easily decide on without a lot of persuasion, evergreen funnels are a fantastic option. Knowing your audience is key to knowing which of these is going to work best for you. Some audiences thrive on the excitement in the community that they feel in launches, and others prefer to take their time researching and deciding without the pressure of that clock ticking. Also, be real about what you can commit to. Launching a funnel, doing live launches, can be resource intensive. It can need a lot of upfront work. It will need a lot of energy during the launch period. And sometimes it can need a lot of assistance to make it successful. Be realistic about what it is that you can invest. Evergreen funnels also require a significant initial effort, but the idea of them is that they become less hands-on over time. So while the initial investment for an evergreen funnel may be very similar to a launch, long-term, the resources are significantly less. Now, what happens if you can't decide between the two? Here's the thing, you don't have to. My favorite approach to marketing is using a hybrid approach. This is where you get to mix and match the evergreen funnel and the live launch and get to use the different parts of it within your business at different times, all to the best benefit of you and your business. One of my clients right now, I kind of initially referenced them earlier in the show. They're getting ready to launch a new course. So we are currently working on a live launch with them. However, we are not just doing a live launch. We've spent the last 3 or 4 months growing their email list, also bringing in clients, but mainly the priority was growing the email list with an evergreen funnel so that we have people to launch to. I think so often the biggest mistake that people make is that they don't have an audience before they try and live launch. And this really does tend to make things more expensive and more difficult when it comes to launching. When you don't spend the time growing your audience, growing your email list before your live launch, you're then relying on cold traffic in your launch, which means you're doing a whole lot of heavy lifting to warm them up and get them ready to buy. If you spend time prior to your live launch building and nurturing your audience, you will most likely have better results during the launch itself. It will be easier to convert the people that are within your launch into active buyers, which is the whole point of all of this anyway. Let's just give you a quick example. You could use a launch funnel to kick off your new product, service, or solution with a bang, creating lots of excitement and immediate sales. And then the other opportunity becomes, once you have something dialed in, which is the plan with this client, and the dust settles and you've gotten your initial launch, you can also transition that live launch into an evergreen funnel so that you have consistent long-term sales. I love when this happens really well. When you do this in a way that's incredibly effective, you can then have consistent sales. Maybe you have 1 or 2 sales a week from the long-term evergreen funnel, and then you do a live launch maybe every quarter and you have an influx of cash for it. This way, you really do get the best of both worlds. The the high buzz and excitement and energy level of a launch, followed by that steady stream of income and lower maintenance of an evergreen status, an evergreen funnel. Also, which also allows you to continuously grow your email list. Because I will tell you right now, as you do that evergreen, you are going to have people join your email list and not buy immediately. That, my friends, is the beauty of the hybrid model. You bring them in, you nurture them, you warm them up, and then you open your doors at a specific time, maybe giving extra bonuses or a sale price, or maybe it's just the excitement of whatever it is you're teaching them in that period. Either way, the hybrid model gives you the opportunity to have the best of both worlds. Choosing the right type of funnel or combination of strategy comes down to really understanding your business needs, your audience's preferences, and what resources you have available. There is no one-size-fits-all strategy. There just is not. Every business needs to use careful consideration to what type of strategy will work for you. You want to find a strategy that is a right fit for who you are, what you do, and who you serve. Remember, at the heart of all of this, the goal is to sustainably grow your business. It's about creating marketing strategy that not only resonates with your business values, it also aligns perfectly with your long-term goals, both in business and in life. Choosing between launching an evergreen or blending the two isn't just about what's on trend right now and what everyone else is doing. It's about what works for you, what works for your offer, and the amazing people that you're aiming to serve. It's about building something that lasts, something that grows with your audience on a daily, monthly, and yearly basis. So, I encourage you to take some time and unpack what we talked about today. Use it to really look at your current strategy. Are they in sync with where you want your business to be? Are they sustainable to what energy levels that you have and what you have going on in your world? If not, maybe it's time for a tweak or even a complete overhaul. If you're struggling right now because you're not sure where to take your strategy, and you're not sure how to find the perfect fit for your marketing, let's take some time and hop on a strategy call. We can help develop one that works for you, your offer, and your audience. Head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com and let's schedule that strategy call and get the ball moving for you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I hope you are walking away for some insights that really can light up the path for growth for you. Because this is all about growing your business, increasing your revenue, and scaling your impact. And one last note, remember, marketing isn't a one-size-fits-all program for anyone. It is as unique as you and your business. If you know of someone who can benefit from this episode, do them a solid and share it with them. And if you have any questions about your marketing, message me and I would be happy to do an entire episode on your question. Until next time, get out there and grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.